This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. What a beautiful Tuesday. Sunny and 50. Great to have you here with us. Well, Judge Neil Gorsuch, going through several days of hearings, confirmation hearings, and he actually did not address many issues that he was asked about. But let's talk about the likelihood of him being confirmed and becoming a Supreme Court justice. Byron Henry with us, attorney, legal expert at solidcounsel.com. Byron, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Do you like Judge Neil Gorsuch on the whole?
Yes, I've actually followed him since he became a member of the Circuit Court of Appeals in the 10th Circuit because I follow a lot of appellate blogs and whatnot with respect to judges that write interesting and well-written opinions. Huh. And Judge Gorsuch has been on the short list of those that write engaging, easy to read. He's considered a great writer in the appellate world and just somebody that was on the radar. And, of course, one of those that were that was at the top of President Trump's shortlist and a lot of people's shortlist from the beginning.
Yeah, well, what makes for interesting appellate writing, then?
Well, first and foremost, just basically writing it less like a lawyer and more like a person, something that someone could pick up and read that's not trained in the law for 15 or 20 years and understand what the facts of the case are and what the disposition of the case is. Just a very easy-to-read style. It's also got some humor on it and some good terms of phrase, as Justice Scalia was known for, Justice Kagan are known for in their writing. So those are the things a lot of appellate lawyers and those look for. It's just someone that makes the high end of the law, like in the appellate world, accessible to those practicing lawyers.
Okay. So you think any of us could read it and enjoy the writing, you're saying?
That's right. Not only could you read it, but the way they're laid out and just the way he goes through the facts of the case and the way the law applies, you could read it. If you're not a lawyer, and say, I understand what the case is about, and I understand how the judge rules. And
all
those
right.
are things that are important.
Yeah, Byron Henry with us on WILS. I have to say, Byron, the phone connection's not very strong for some reason. I don't know if you're in a spot, if you can move slightly, maybe it'll improve. You never know with these cell phones nowadays. Byron, tell me this, because one thing he did not do in the hearings, he refused to say how he'd rule on major issues like abortion, gun rights, and President Trump's travel ban. What did you make of his decision to do that?
Well, ever since Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, then judge, basically invoked the I can't comment on political or legal issues that have come before the court or might come before the court, justices have been very adept at avoiding any of the controversial issues. In fact, I think Judge Gorsuch told the committee that had President Trump asked him about, you know, to overrule Roe versus Wade, that he would have got up and walked out the door. So he's taking a very hard line of sending any types of signals to the committee or to the American people of how he would rule on any specific case. And like most judges, he just says, read my opinions, read my writings, read my speeches. You'll see my philosophy.
Okay, then let's go through some of this. You've read many of his opinions. How do you think he'd rule on something like abortion and Roe versus Wade?
Well, my opinion of his writings is that he probably believes a lot like Justice Scalia does, and that is that abortion is not in the Constitution, therefore it's left to the political branches as it had been for, you know, the first 150 years of the Republic. In other words, if a state wants to make abortion legal or restrict it, that's a state's right, but the federal government has no business in it, and the Constitution doesn't protect it.
So
that's, of course, a guess,
on
abortion.
Your guess is he basically overturned Roe versus Wade, then?
He would leave the matter to the states. That's correct. He would find that the Constitution does not protect an inviolable right to an abortion, at least not in the Constitution.
Okay. And now, when you say that, is it based on other opinions he's had on issues other than abortion, then?
No, it's based on just a general view of the law. I mean, he said he's an originalist, which is what Justice Scalia was. He said he takes the same approach to the law as Justice Scalia. And while he doesn't have to parrot Justice Scalia or be a carbon copy, most originalists believe in an interpretation of the Constitution that leaves things that aren't in the text of the Constitution to the political branches, meaning the legislature and Congress to decide for the people. And so that's one of the cases where I believe he probably would find that the Supreme Supreme Court of the Constitution doesn't speak to it. Now, the Supreme Court has already ruled on that issue, so you'd have to ask Justice Judge Gorsuch how he would rule initially on abortion, but now it's been in effect basically the law for almost 50 years. Mm-hmm. What would he do now with it, because it's already been the law of the land for 50 years?
What do you
now,
make
that's
of,
a different question.
Well, I do want to let me ask you that. Byron Henry, by the way, with us, solidcounsel.com, Attorney Byron Henry on WILS. So when you look at that issue, if it's something that's been in law for decades, how does that change how he approaches it then?
Well, it changes it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it changes it because settled expectations. In other words, people have basically written their laws, their regulations, and an entire industry, so to speak, in quotes, would have grown up around the law as it exists. So upending a well-settled decision of the law, constitutional or otherwise, is not something any judge undertakes lightly. And secondly, it's just a respect for your prior justices and prior courts. I mean, he may think he has his own view of abortion or the Constitution, but he may say, I respect the fact that multiple justices over the last 50 years have affirmed Roe versus Wade over and over, and therefore, who is it for me, a single judge, a new justice note, so to speak, to basically overrule their collective wisdom over the past 40 years? Mm-hmm. So that's one way to address the issue.
And you imagine that would be his approach on abortion?
It's a tough call. He's a very modest judge, meaning judicial restraint is his hallmark. I believe he would have ruled in the first instance that abortion was not protected by the Constitution. It's a much closer call whether or not he would vote to overrule it, especially in a very close 5-4 case. Mm-hmm. I would guess, if I was flipping a coin, I would say yes, because he's very strong in his originalism beliefs and along the lines of Justice Thomas and Justice Scalia, but I believe it's a much closer call in that respect. Yeah.
Now, when you look at the issue of gun rights, which you didn't want to address also, what's your sense of how he approaches that issue?
I suspect that he believes that the right to bear arms is embedded in the Constitution as an individual right for self-defense, at least in the home. I'll go that far. Whether or not he believes that it is the Constitution requires states to allow people to carry guns, both concealed or open carry, that's an open question, and that's a tough call. But I do believe he would affirm the Heller decision that the Constitution protects an individual right to bear arms for self-defense, especially in the home and maybe in some other circumstances.
I mean, there's so many circumstances that go beyond, though, what, you know, the basics of the Constitution. How, as an originalist, how does he deal with that when you talk about all the complexities of modern life now?
Well, in a nutshell, he basically looks back to see how the framers and the public understood their own rights to bear arms. Obviously, there were restrictions and regulations on ability to bear arms, certain types of arms, where they could be carried, where they couldn't be carried. So, as Justice Scalia did in the Heller opinion, he just basically says, look at the historical analog as to how arms were regulated, and that's the way people understood that their rights could be regulated.
Yeah.
All other regulations are off the table, and so I think, besides some reasonable regulations, I think that he's going to stand on the side of the Second Amendment and gun owners in those cases.
Yeah. Senator Chuck Schumer, of course, pointed out that the Republicans held up the Supreme Court seat, left it open for almost a year while President Obama was in office, and he said, now you're rushing to pass this guy. Does he have a point? Should that have been addressed, the justice, should that have been put into place last year?
Well, certainly that's a thorn in the Democrat side, that the Republicans made a very sharp political ploy in deciding not to hold any hearings whatsoever on any nominee, not just Merrick Garland, during a presidential election year, and basically let the election occur before any nominees would be considered. And that's a sore spot. So I suspect the Democrats are going to make every opportunity they can to delay this nomination. Mm-hmm. For confirmation, if for no other reason that there's big cases on the docket that if Judge Gorsuch is confirmed by early April, he'll be able to sit for the final oral argument sitting and rule on a number of big cases later on this year.
Yeah, does he have, I mean, we've seen this before where justices get in there and suddenly they surprise us with their rulings. Is he one of those judges where people may not get exactly what they think they're getting?
Well, certainly there's always the chance that a justice is not going to rule exactly 100% down the line. Of course, you know Justice Scalia's legacy is that he was actually sort of liberal in some First Amendment issues as well as some Fourth Amendment issues. So nobody rules down a litmus test that checks every box that you think they're going to rule. But I suspect Judge Gorsuch is going to show himself to be pretty independent. His writings and speeches and other things tell me that he's going to be very independent, an independent voice, and he is not just going to go along on the court to get along. So I think we can trust that he is there to stake out his own territory on the court and not just to follow along with other justices or simply because a prior justice like Justice Scalia ruled a certain way.
Does he have any, in terms of First Amendment issues, does he have a record on that? Does he have a certain approach on that?
Well, he certainly has a little bit of a record on First Amendment. His biggest record with respect to religious freedom comes, of course, in a Hobby Lobby case in which Judge Gorsuch ruled in favor of the private business owner on religious liberty issues with respect to Obamacare and providing contraceptive coverage. And the Supreme Court affirmed that decision 5-4, and that gives you the greatest insight on his how important he believes religious freedom is in the fabric of the United States under the Constitution.
Hmm. Byron Henry, attorney, legal expert. Find him at solidcounsel.com. Byron, what a fantastic analysis of Judge Gorsuch. Your prediction is what? Confirmation?
I suspect he's going to be confirmed, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think he's going to end up picking up enough votes to be confirmed without the Republicans resorting to the nuclear option. So I believe he's going to be confirmed, and I believe he'll be confirmed with enough votes so that the filibuster will remain intact for the next Supreme Court fight.
Byron Henry, solidcounsel.com. Byron, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yep.